What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the August birthday of the late Les Taylor, better known as Les Bear Taylor, a legendary baritone sax player. Bear Taylor was born and raised in Naptown. He attended school at Crispus Attucks. After school, Bear would sneak into Avenue clubs where he jammed with local musicians, including Errol Grandy. During his career, Bear played with some of the greatest legends in jazz, including Wes Montgomery, J.J. Johnson, Jack McDuff, Slide Hampton, and Freddie Hubbard. In addition to his work in jazz, Bear also toured with the rock and roll singer Lloyd Price, and some say he's featured on Price's recordings, including the hit records Personality and Stagger Lee. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Stagger Lee and Billy, two men who gambled. Stagger Lee threw 7 minutes for that. But Bear is best known for his work with the keyboardist and bandleader Bill Doggett. Bear toured the world with Doggett's band and recorded a pair of albums with Doggett for Columbia Records. Join us for the next hour as we celebrate the music of Les Bear Taylor. One of the high points of Bear's career came about in 1962. That was the year Bear recorded an album with the Queen of Jazz, Ella Fitzgerald. The record was titled Rhythm Is My Business, and it featured Ella Fitzgerald performing with the Bill Doggett Band. We'll start this week's show with a pair of tracks from that session, Show Me the Way to Get Out of This World and Running Wild.
I wanna go now.
Go ahead.
I wanna go now.
Go ahead.
So show me how to get out of this world. Show me the way to get out of this world. That's where everything is. Everything is going, I don't wanna stay here. Who wants to stick around and watch the world disappear? Missed a thing or two way down.
That was Ella Fitzgerald and Bill Doggett with Runnin' Wild. That track featured the Naptown jazz legend Les Bear Taylor on sax. Bear worked extensively with Bill Doggett during the early 1960s. Up next, we'll hear three tracks they recorded together. First, we'll listen to a 1962 recording of Doggett's theme song, Honky Tonk. After that, we'll hear Mommy, Parts 1 and 2, also recorded in 1962. And from 1961, we'll listen to Blues for Joe. That was Bill Doggett with Blues for Joe, featuring the Naptown jazz legend Les Bear Taylor on baritone sax. One of the best examples of Bear's work can be found on a 1963 recording of the Bill Doggett Combo performing live at the NT Jazz Festival in France. We'll hear a track from that concert next. This is Bill Doggett with Work Song, featuring Les Bear Taylor on baritone sax. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music featuring Les Bear Taylor after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the August birthday of the late Les Taylor, better known as Les Bear Taylor, a legendary baritone sax player who got his start on the Avenue. Bear was born in Naptown on August 9th of 1931. He earned the name of Bear due to his size, measuring over 6 feet tall and weighing in at over 200 pounds. Up next, we'll hear two more tracks from his 1962 session with Ella Fitzgerald. Off the album, Rhythm Is My Business, this is No Moon At All, followed by Taking a Chance on Love.
No moon at all up above, this is nothing like they told us of, just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. Here I go again, I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again. Starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love.
That was Ella Fitzgerald and Bill Doggett with Taking a Chance on Love. That track featured the Naptown jazz legend Les Bear Taylor on sax. Bear spent much of the late 50s and early 60s on the road, touring with artists including Lloyd Price and Bill Doggett. In the mid-1960s, Bear returned to Naptown, playing gigs at the J&J Lounge, the 19th Hole, and other local jazz clubs. By the early 1980s, Bear had become an elder statesman of the Naptown jazz scene. In 1982, Bear was named Artist in Residence for the Indianapolis Public School System. Bear mentored high school students on the art of jazz. Bear's residency with IPS culminated in the recording of a 1982 LP titled Jazzomania. The album featured IPS jazz bands, including the Broad Ripple High School Jazz Band, the Northwest High School Jazz Band, and the All City Jazz Ensemble. That record also included two cuts featuring Les Bear Taylor fronting an all-star band with Mel Rhine on piano, Larry Clark on drums, Bill Myers on bass, and Osho Endo on trumpet. Both Myers and Endo were high school students at the time of the recording. We'll hear two tracks from that record now, Time and Ikea Seka, both written by Bear Taylor. That was Ikea Seka, written and performed by Les Bear Taylor. Sadly, Bear passed away shortly after that track was recorded, suffering a fatal heart attack on November 15th of 1983. He was just 52 years old. In 1992, Mel Rhine recorded a version of Ikea Seka, retitled as Bear's Tune. That track appeared on Rhine's album, Boss Organ, and featured an all-star group of jazz players, including Joshua Redman on sax, Kenny Washington on drums, and Peter Bernstein on guitar. That was Mel Rhine with Bear's Tune, written by the legendary Naptown sax player Les Bear Taylor. We'll end our tribute to Bear with one more track from his 1962 session with Ella Fitzgerald. This is After You've Gone.
Someday when you grow low,
Your heart will break like mine, and you'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away. After I'm gone, after we break up, after I'm gone.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for tuning in for our tribute to Les Bear Taylor. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week, same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcast. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.